Dr. Phillipson, tell me about this research project you were conducting with IRT.
So in Australia, we're currently experiencing major changes to the way that we support older people and people living with disabilities with support to live at home. So in aged care, changes have aimed to increase the amount of choice and control for older people who have complex needs. And this has seen the introduction of a type of care called consumer-directed care for older people who are living at home. So consumer-directed care is about giving older people new choices with regards to things like who they want to deliver their care and also how they want their support to be delivered. One of the main changes is the introduction of a personal budget for care, which is a new thing for older people to come to terms with. And I guess whilst we expect that some older people will manage these changes really well, that we've got a bit of anecdotal evidence suggesting that some of these decisions associated with consumer-directed care can create anxiety and confusion and difficulties for other older people, and I guess particularly for older people who might be living with dementia.
When conducting this research, do you think the government-funded home care packages are flexible enough for the average senior citizen living at home?
I guess we don't know very much about the impact of the introduction of these consumer-directed care packages yet. There really hasn't been any significant research done, and the government themselves haven't currently committed to the collection of very much data that would tell us about the outcomes for older people. So this research is really important because it can begin to tell us a little bit more about some of the ways that people are using those choices, and I guess also what the outcomes associated with those choices are for people. In this research, I guess we're particularly interested in trying to assess those outcomes in a way that will be inclusive of people for whom decision making and choices might be a little bit more difficult. So we've really thought about how we might be able to assess perceived quality of life and choice for people who are living with dementia and cognitive impairment.
I spoke with Josh McFarlane, Head of Strategy at IRT. Tell me, why was IRT interested in working with UOW in the first place?
The University of Wollongong has a great reputation for research, particularly in the aged care space, particularly through one of their fellows, Dr. Lynn Phillipson. IRT has actually partnered with the University of Wollongong now. I think this is our third time that we've both invested in research. And they're just fantastic in this space, and they're really good at what they do. And when we look around the marketplace in terms of where is the best bodies of knowledge for this type of work, University of Wollongong really is one of those. So it made sense for us to partner with them on this.
Do you believe consumer-driven care is the future of home-aged care?
I really do. So consumer-directed care has been a really big fundamental shift in the industry, particularly for at-home care. And just to recap on it, so now customers have all the choice in terms of the types of services they get, but I guess most importantly, the provider they use. And the rationale behind it really is to make sure that, I guess, the market speaks for itself and customers get the best bang for their dollar and the best service possible. And that they can choose where they choose to, I guess, use their money to get their services on a day-to-day basis.
Is this partnership with UOW just like laying the scientific research foundation so IRT can essentially expand its business of consumer-driven care?
No, there's really a couple of parts to it. I think the first part is really understanding how customers are now feeling in this deregulated market. It really has been a fundamental shift in how services are delivered, and you know, the jury's out around is it realistically providing better service for our customers? And that's one thing we'd want to test. I think the second thing we're trying to test is one thing that usually falls through the cracks that we've found is customer sets with any type of cognitive impairment. And as you can probably imagine, Jesse, that if you've got dementia or you know have difficulty reading surveys, which could be and usually is a large portion of the senior community in Australia, they can't do normal surveys. So Dr. Lynn Phillips is going out with some really unique tools to make sure that those types of customers can have their say. I think the third part for us is, you know, research is really great, but what's really great is the commitment to do something about it. So the research will run for about an 18-month period, but throughout the research period, there are what we're calling get-togethers, where we take the learnings and work out, well, what changes do we need to make in our business based on the feedback the customers are giving it. And I think that's a bit me, particularly from a strategy point of view, is I'm really looking forward to seeing how we can improve our business from this.
Professor Lynn Phillipson, University of Wollongong. To help our older generations, do you think we need to keep them relevant, and how can we encourage it?
Well, I guess this is one of the exciting potentials of a package of care like this, because we have extended the ideas around what sort of support we're able to provide older people with in these packages. So as I said before, people are able to use their funding to do those sort of basic needs like keeping their home clean and keeping themselves clean and comfortable, but also to identify what might be limiting their abilities to stay active and involved in local community activities. So we're really keen to assess the potential and the capacity of these packages to see whether these are the sorts of activities that older people are prioritising in terms of their own quality of life. I guess these packages also have some limitations. So if people are given a certain budget to buy their services, then there may be circumstances in which they have to make difficult decisions about things that they want to have but perhaps can't afford, and other things that they need to prioritise in the packages. So we're really keen to understand the extent to which the funding of these packages is also sufficient to help promote those sorts of really positive activities that you've discussed, that we've seen evidence for in places like Japan.